Well, my topic is mapping the imaginal realm. And to that end, let me just get my pieces all choreographed here. Most of us come to Jung after long and successful careers in respectable professions. And therefore, the Jungian discipline is really a patchwork of frames of reference from many other disciplines. And I think for most of us, we found those other disciplines lacking to a certain extent, lacking in their ability to fully contain all that we were as professionals, and lacking in the ability to fully contain the mystery of the human beings that generally were part of those professions or those disciplines. Today, we're going to be looking at the various parameters of the imaginal realm and various frames of reference that we can use to come to understand that realm, that domain of the imagination. And to discuss the parameters of that domain, I have this simple instrument. It's a cell phone. Now, something magical happens when you turn this on, because there's a little signal meter. And if you wait long enough, you find that even though there's nothing perceptible to me at all, the signal meter goes up, there it goes up, and then the signal gets a little weaker, and then it gets midpoint, and then it goes up again, showing that there are aspects to what we might call the world that are simply beyond our ability to perceive, much less conceive. So that to a certain extent, we have to admit that the world in which we live is itself an imagined space, because it certainly doesn't come to us without some sort of filtering that we ourselves provide, not by virtue of our complexes or our issues, but simply because of the way we're made as human organisms. There are aspects of the world that we simply cannot take in. Therefore, there are aspects of the world that don't form part of my imagining of what this world is that I'm involved in. And if that's true of something as simple as, you know, electromagnetic waves that my cell phone can pick up, how many other dimensions of our experience are we not fully cognizant of? But do we have to at least make ourselves aware are present as a possibility? And that's, I think, where I want to start talking about the imaginal, or the realm of the imaginal, and using it therapeutically, because anything that I might say I see or hear or smell is really a construction of my sensory system and not a true or full representation of what's going on at all. My world itself is an imagining. So to say that we're discussing the domain of the imaginal is to say that we're involved in studying the realm of personal experience, whether shared, as in what we call consensus reality, or in interior reality, such as dreams, daydreams, or other private manifestations of the imaginal. So having thus defined the arena about which I'm going to speak, I can safely say that probably anything I say will be relevant, which is a good place to put yourself if you're speaking. Because if your mind wanders, it's okay, because it's all imagination. Basically, if we look at the frames of reference that are involved in mapping the imaginal realm, we have several different disciplines that are offered to us. Probably the most distinctively Jungian set of frames of reference are the mythological maps that we use to help us understand the realm of the archetypes, or the archetypal domain. But we also have maps of the psyche in Jungian thought that give us levels of psyche and ways that the levels of psyche interact and tell us about the dynamism of psyche. We also have maps of the encountered world. We have ways to map our experience. And we have something that I'll be talking about today, the hierarchy of experience, which explains a little bit about how we construct the experiential world that we say is what is really going on. Then we have various maps or ways of thinking about maps from the field of general semantics, which is very relevant to an understanding of how we map the imaginal. What do we do when we map the imaginal, and why is it important to do so? Let's begin by looking at the hierarchy of experience.